Larry's DNA is all over it.
JJ shrugged.
And we'll report that. However, if the woman's and Carlos's DNA is found on it, that will place everyone at the crime scene, which will make it a much stronger case.
My spirits lifted. I knew right where I'd set that piece of cloth, and thankfully, I hadn't washed it. Then I remembered something. What about the white van? Did you ever connect that to either of the crimes?
JJ nodded. It's your neighbor's. Archie's.
My jaw dropped. How had I not known that? I thought about it for a second. Wait a minute. I remember seeing a large white vehicle backing into their garage a couple of days ago. That was the van? My friend nodded again.
Yep, that's why it was found on camera in your cul-de-sac. Honestly, it surprised me it wasn't captured in more footage, or that the other neighbors didn't identify it as Archie's. When I asked, I learned it was his work van. He only rarely drove it home.
Oh! I lowered my voice and leaned in toward JJ. Did you ever get that text I sent with Fred Barnstead pictured with Carol Linton on Instagram?
I did, and we've cleared Fred from all wrongdoing. I mean, I don't know what's going on between him and his wife, but he told me that picture was one they took in celebration of a property he'd sold to Carol. He was distraught that she was the woman who turned up dead.
Whoa, that's a random entanglement. I considered whether I believed that story. And back to Carlos and his goons. Why leave the woman's body in the house?
We haven't got that out of them yet. My theory is that the Lawsons showed up before they could get her out. I have to check on the timing of all that, but something prevented them from fixing their problem. Or they set Archie up to take that fall?
Greg, Larry, and I sat, considering all we'd learned. I couldn't ignore how easily Larry could have been set up in the whole debacle as well. Our attention turned as a car drove into the driveway.